Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Hi, Mom. What's wrong?
What? Oh, nothing. Fine.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine, honey. We're landing in, 20 minutes, Peter? Peter. Yeah, your dad says 20 minutes.
You sound like something's wrong.
And then the first person I actually called was John Cranley in Cincinnati, because I knew he had gone through the Fountain Square shooting last year.
What did he say?
He said, don't answer the questions, Nan. Just ask them.
We're going to listen to a mystery sound that's making a rhythm and see if we can guess what it is.
Coming up, samples from three podcasts you might like: Startup, Blood Ties, and The Music Box. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Starting a business has its ups and downs, and then some. More ups and a lot more downs. And no podcast captures the essence of this financial and emotional roller coaster better than Startup from Gimlet Media. Startup's a documentary series about entrepreneurial life featuring lengthy talks with some of the world's foremost business people, entertainers, and visionaries. Since its launch in 2014, Startup has won multiple podcasting and journalism awards and was even adapted into a Zach Braff sitcom on ABC. So whether you're looking for some guidance in your own small business journey or simply looking to learn more about the world of entrepreneurs, Startup is an excellent place to start. Here's a sample from the recent episode of Startup featuring Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley. She joins the show to talk about her day-to-day responsibilities, as well as the recent mass shooting that shifted her focus from garbage pickups and municipal budgets to issues on the national stage. In this clip, Whaley talks about the moment after she heard the news of the shooting.
My first response was go throw on my yoga pants and get to the Oregon District. And both Marty and my husband were you're going to be busy all day. You should take a shower. We got a couple minutes here. And while I was home and getting ready, I called my staff, of course. And then the first person I actually called was John Cranley in Cincinnati, because I knew he had gone through the Fountain Square shooting last year.
The mayor of Cincinnati.
And yeah. And he, of course, he wasn't up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't know why. But he called me right away, around 6 in the morning, and gave me just terrific advice about the first 24 hours.
What did he say?
He said, don't answer the questions, Nan. Just ask them. And he meant that both in ask the questions to the police, but also ask the questions when is enough enough? Why does this have to happen? And as someone that likes to get stuff done, mayors always want to say, well, this is why it happened.
Right.
And you can't really answer the question of why it happened, especially right away. And so just that frame was so, so valuable.
What is behind that impulse to reach out, do you think?
Well, I love mayors, first of all, personally. And, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors does a really great job of connecting us all. And this position, because you're the only mayor in your community and it's such a leadership role, the only people you can really talk about that really understand the position are other mayors. And there is something so to me, when mayors reach out to me when something's happened, it's always meant a lot to me. It especially meant a lot during this shooting. And, I think only John could have given me the advice that I needed. And I knew that. And so that was actually my first outside call.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I remember going okay, I've got to be as strong as possible and get through the next 24 hours, because that's what you do in a crisis.
From the podcasting company Gimlet, that was Startup. You can learn more about managing people, resources, a business, and yourself all on Startup, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to the podcast charts and to our curated collection this week comes a chilling tale of family loyalty, secrets, and lies. From Wondery, it's Blood Ties, a new scripted audio drama. The creators of Dirty John and Dr. Death are back, and this time they've teamed up with some veteran voice talent. Gilliam Jacobs and Josh Gad play Eleanor and Michael Richland. Their world falls apart when they lose their parents unexpectedly in a small plane crash. But a cryptic text from their mother sent right before the crash leaves them with a difficult choice. Honor their father's legacy as a world-renowned cardiologist and healthcare magnate, or risk everything to discover the truth. They'll soon find out that even the people they're closest to can hold dark, evil secrets. Here's a sample from the first episode of Blood Ties, titled Postmortem. In the episode, a relaxing Christmas vacation in the Caribbean ends before it starts when a brutal tropical storm downs the Cessna flown by Dr. Peter Richland and his wife, Marie. In this clip, you'll catch the final moments before the tragic, life-changing event.
Eleanor? Hello?
Hi, Mom. What's wrong?
What? Oh, nothing. Why?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything's fine, honey. We're landing in, 20 minutes, Peter? Yeah, your dad says 20 minutes.
You sound like something's wrong.
We'll talk when we land.
Fantastic. You know, most families go to the living room to have a heart-to-heart. We go to the Caribbean.
Well, you got my email, didn't you?
Your email?
All the info is in the email I sent you, Elle.
Mom, I don't think I got an email from you.
1 hour to port. 1 hour to port.
Port? Eleanor, are you on a boat?
Of course I'm on a boat, Mom.
I thought you got over this.
I'll fly when I absolutely have to, all right? Are you sure you sent that email? Because I'm checking and I don't have anything
Peter,
from you.
What?
Mom? Hello? Mom? That was the last conversation I ever had with my mom. My mom's name was Marie Richland. If you recognize it, it's probably because of my dad, Dr. Peter Richland, the cardiologist and healthcare magnate. If you've read one of his books or bought one of his products or even just heard of him, you know that they called him the father to millions. Well, he's gone now. And so is my mom. And that news is going to upset a lot of people at his company's headquarters, on Wall Street, even in Washington, D.C. Not to mention my brother, of course, and me. I'm going to hear things about my father that no one would dare breathe a word about to me when he was alive. But I don't know any of that yet. All I know is that I just dropped a call from my technology-challenged mother, and that the family will all be together soon for the holidays.
From the new podcast, Blood Ties, from Wondery, hear the rest of the chilling, unbelievable story of a family torn apart on Blood Ties, available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our featured local podcast this week comes to you from WFPL in Louisville. The Music Box is a classical music podcast made for kids, enjoyed by everyone. Like the device from which the show got its name, the Music Box Podcast is a pocket-sized tool you can carry around for some quick music making at any time. With just the tap of your phone, you and your kids can be transported to classrooms, orchestras, or out into the field to learn about music and how we make it. They're taking classical music out of the box and giving everyone the inspiration and tools they need to create music of their own. The Music Box is a delightful introduction to the world of music for both children and adults alike. Here's a sample from The Music Box, an episode titled Rhythms, Names, and Nonsense. Mr. Arthur drops in on Hazelwood Elementary to teach the kids a little bit about how musicians use different speeds and pauses to create different feelings in the music.
Today we're learning about rhythm at Hazelwood Elementary.
Here's your teacher, Mr. Arthur.
Rhythm. Say that with me. Rhythm. Rhythm is a pattern. It changes as it goes. Say that with me.
Rhythm is a pattern. It changes as it goes.
Exactly. We're going to listen to a mystery sound that's making a rhythm and see if we can guess what it is. So listen and see if we can guess what it is. Raise your hand if you think that's a basketball. Raise your hand if it's someone stomping on the floor. Raise your hand if you think it's someone hitting a drum. We'll find out at the end of the show. Until then, let's keep talking about rhythm to our neighbors. When I say go, you're going to turn and tell your neighbor the rhythm of your name. So my name is Mr. Arthur. So my rhythm would sound like this. But if my name was Bob, my rhythm would sound like this. Or maybe my name is Pepperoni Pizza. Then my rhythm would sound like this. Turn and tell your neighbor the rhythm to your name. Don't forget to clap. Go.
Angelina.
Five, four, three, two, one. All right, let's listen to some of our friends and the rhythms of their names.
My name is Angelina, and this is the rhythm of my name.
Do you think that rhythm that Angelina did matched her name?
Yes!
That's right. Let's hear another one of our friends' names.
My name is Tristan, this is the rhythm of my name.
Do you think that rhythm matched Tristan's name?
Yes!
Exactly right.
My name is Guillermo, and it's the rhythm of my name.
Did those claps match Guillermo's name?
Yes!
They did. Perfect. Let's clap it up for our special guest. Sometimes when we read rhythms, we use special syllables to help us understand them. Like, ta, 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 ta. Speak that rhythm, ready, go.
Ta, 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 ta.
Clap that rhythm, ready, go.
In our local podcast spotlight, that was The Music Box from WFPL and Louisville. Think outside the box and dive into the world of making music on The Music Box. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up today, let's hit the Apple Podcast charts and see what's hot around the country by iTunescharts.net. Well, it debuted last September. This podcast gained early attention as it introduced experts and strategies for leading a happier life. It's now back in the top five as the new year in the 2020 miniseries debut. Yale professor Dr. Lori Santos guides you through the latest scientific research and shares some surprising and inspiring stories to change the way you think about happiness. It's the Happiness Lab, and it's up and coming right now on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about the Happiness Lab podcast and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email newsletter. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.